Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is prayer at its appointed time. Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah, the one who has the sole right of worship, the one to whom the believers submit in bowing and prostration. I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, alone, without partner. And I bear witness that our Master, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the servant of Allah and his final messenger. O Allah, bestow your blessings, peace and mercy upon him, his family, his companions, and all of those who follow him with excellence until the last day. Amma ba'd. To continue. As for what follows, I advise you and myself to have the taqwa of Allah, and to preserve our acts of worship. For he says, Ya ayyuha an-nas i'budu rabbakumul ladhi khalaqakum alladhi khalaqakum walladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. O mankind, worship your Lord who created you and those before you, that you may be of those who have taqwa. Ayyuhal mu'minun, O believers. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went out one day with some of his companions whilst they were waiting for the prayer. He said in admiration of this good deed, Ma yujlisukum hahuna. What is it that keeps you here? And they said, O Messenger of Allah, we are waiting for the prayer. He remained silent for a while, then lifted his head and said, أَتَدْرُونَ مَا يَقُولُ رَبُّكُمْ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. Do you know what your Lord, the Almighty, says? They said, Allah and His Messenger know best. And the Prophet ﷺ responded by saying, فَإِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ عَزَّ وَجَلْ يَقُولُ مَنْ صَلَّ صَلَاتَ لِوَقْتِهَا وَحَافَذَ عَلَيْهَا وَلَمْ يُضِعْهَا إِسْتِخْفَافًا بِحَقِّهَا فَلَهُ عَلَيَّ أَهْدٌ أَنْ أُدْخِلَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Indeed, your Lord, the Almighty, says, whoever performs the prayer at their appointed time, whoever preserves the prayer and does not neglect it deliberately, for him is a covenant with me that I will admit him into paradise. Brothers and sisters, this is the weightiness. This is the immensity of praying on time. This is the immensity of honoring the times of prayer. And when we think that our Lord, the one who possesses all majesty, has specified these times for us by sending as his emissary the angel Jibreel alayhi salam to the greatest of creation, our Prophet Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that Jibreel prayed with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the most noblest of places, the Kaaba, twice, at the beginning of the day and at the end of the day, in order that the times will be taught, wherein Jibreel said, Ya Muhammad, هَذَا وَقْتُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ الْوَقْتُ فِيمَا بَيْنَ هَذَيْنَ. He said, O Muhammad, this is the time of the prophets before you, and the time for the worshippers between these two. Then we shall come to understand how important it is for us to adhere to performing our prayers on time. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to preserve our prayers in set times when He says, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا. Indeed, prayer has been decreed upon the believers at specific times. In other words, our ubudiyah, our slavery to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, entails that we pray specific prayers at specific times. We can't just do whatever we want. It is not permissible to pray Fajr at the time of Isha, or to delay Fajr deliberately without an excuse, and to just pray it whenever we want. And this is why, unless there is an excuse whereby we are not aware, such as sleeping, for example, and we weren't aware and we didn't wake up, or forgetting, then if a person doesn't have these excuses and he deliberately delays the prayer, then such a person is accountable, and this is a big sin. The Prophet ﷺ said, لَيْسَ فِي النَّوْمِ التَّفْرِيطِ. There is no negligence when it comes to sleep. إِنَّمَا التَّفْرِيطُ فِي الْيَقَظَةِ. But negligence and wrongdoing is in wakefulness. فَإِذَا نَسِيَ أَحَدُكُمْ صَلَاةً أَوْ نَامَ عَنْهَا. So if one of you forgets a prayer or sleeps beyond the time, فَلْيُسَلِّهَا إِذَا ذَكَرَهَا. Then as soon as he wakes up and remembers, he should pray. But if a person willfully in wakefulness neglects his salah, then this is a big sin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made our adherence to the prayer within its time one of the most beloved deeds to him. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, which deed is the most beloved to Allah? And he responded by saying, as-salatu ala waqtiha, performing the prayer at its appointed time. And so when the times for the prayers used to approach, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself would his demeanor would change. He would direct his attention towards the prayer, and it was as if nothing of this world would distract him from it. He was of those who were acting upon the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِدُلُوكِ الشَّمْسِ إِلَىٰ غَسَقِ اللَّيْلِ وَقُرْآنَ الْفَجْرِ إِنَّ قُرْآنَ الْفَجْرِ كَانَ مَشْهُودًا. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, perform the prayer from the two ends of the day and recite the Qur'an of Fajr, because the Qur'an of the Fajr is something that is witnessed. And so here we are understanding now that the first prayer that was asked for us to perform in terms of from the point of the inception of the day is the Fajr prayer. And it's mashhuda. It's witnessed by the angels who alternate. And this is from the inception, this is a sign that the one who begins his day illuminated, the rest of his day will be illuminated. And so we find that the believers who are successful are the ones who are always there praying Fajr and making sure that their Fajr is in the best of states, and they're praying it in Jama'ah for those of the brothers who are able to do so. And so they do it because their souls yearn to enter into this intimate communion with their Lord. They are those who are addressed and who know the reality of the saying, As-salatu khayrun minan nawm. Prayer is better than sleep, which is in the caller to prayer at the time of Fajr. And so they are those who wake up and who are aware that bin nur ittam, and through a complete light, they are those who have a complete light on Yawm al-Qiyamah, because they are fi dhimmatillah, under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are those who are safeguarded throughout their days because of the blessedness by which they began their morning. So they are nashitan tayyib al-nafs, they're energetic and joyful in spirit. And if other than them, those who are not given to this illumination, then they may find their khabith and nafsi kaslan, that they find that their selves become corrupted and they incline towards this sloth and laziness. And then when the believers continue to perform and adhere to their prayers, they perform dhuhr and asr and maghrib, all in the correct times, all responding to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they find that they are those who are partaking and availing of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then they conclude their day with the prayer of Isha, expressing their gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeking His forgiveness and mercy. For the salatul maktuba ila salatil lati ba'daha kafaratun lima baynahuma. For the obligatory prayer, from one obligatory prayer to another obligatory prayer, is an expiation for whatsoever is between them. And a person who is in the state of waiting for a prayer, a la yazalu ahadukum fi salatin ma dama yantadhiru salah. If a person is in the state of waiting for the next prayer, then it is as if they are remaining in prayer. And they are those who are on their dhikr, and they are those upon their prayer, as if they are persistent and forever in that state. And for a person who's in the state of waiting for his prayer, then it's as if the angels are constantly invoking for them. Ma dama fil musalla, the angels say, Allahumma aghfir lahu, Allahumma arhamhu, oh Allah, forgive him, oh Allah, have mercy on him. So we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those that he describes as alladhina hum ala salawatihim yuhafidhun, those who are guarding and preserving their prayers. And we should adhere and take note that the prayer was from the most important things our Prophet ﷺ used to task us to do. And those who inherited from him, such as Sayyidina Umar, when he was the Amir al-Mu'mineen, then he would tell the people under him, إِنَّ أَهَمَّ أَمْرِكُمْ عِنْدِي الصَّلَاةِ, that the most important matter for you with regards to me is salah. مَنْ حَفِظَهَا وَحَافَظَ عَلَيْهَا حَفِظَ دِينَهُ. Someone who preserves it and guards it, then their religion is preserved. وَمَنْ ضَيَّعَهَا فَهُوَ لِمَا سِوَاهُ أَضْيَعُ. And whoever neglects it will be neglectful of everything else. So we give good tidings to those who preserve their prayer, because this will be from the first things that we are questioned from with regards to Yawm al-Qiyamah, as to the rites we have fulfilled with regards to our worship. And those who succeed in their prayer, they will be from those who enter into Jannah, as we said, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسَ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. They are the inheritors who will inherit Firdaus, wherein they will abide eternally. We ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify our hearts, make us from those who are hafidhun of their prayers, who preserve and guard their prayers inwardly and outwardly, who enter into the reality of the prayers, and that our hearts become readied from this beautiful month that is coming to us, Ramadan, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept for us our siyam, our fast, and accept for us our qiyam, our prayers and our nightly prayers, and that he bring us closer to him and make us from those who attain unto the najah, the salvation in this month. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. And that is not something difficult for Allah. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I say this and I seek Allah's forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek his forgiveness, for he is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's English khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.